You have to admit, that's pretty generic, the whole thing. Did a psychic reading for the entire year. There's probably two things that say that are something predictive. Mm-hmm. Everything else is just advice, which I don't understand why you couldn't just get your horoscope on, what the difference would be.
I don't know.
Yeah. So, a little bit disappointed in that. I was hoping for something more earth-shattering, you know. Like you will get a giant boil on your lower back or something like that, you know.
God, I hope not.
Well, now if you do, maybe I'm psychic, right? By chance. You will get in an accident. Oh, I did break a nail, you know. So, just that's all can be so loosely interpreted.
Yeah.
You know? And so we're wondering, are psychics real? More or less, because I don't want to rule it out completely. Like I said, these shows like the Psychic Detectives, they do a damn good job. And it's like, whoa, that's some impressive stuff. So I wanted to hear from some people and get some ideas if anyone's ever had any actually decent psychic readings and then, you know, they were actually predictive or made sense. 539-9750 or 238-0975. You have one?
Okay, one time. Well, there's been a couple times I've had psychic parties.
How's that work?
Well, this one lady, she did she came to our house and did our own personal readings, and then she said, well, she could do like Tupperware parties. but you have psychic parties where you can invite a lot of your friends.
Okay. So wait, the psychic also did Tupperware parties?
Well, not Tupperware, no. She just did what they call psychic parties. It'd be like a Tupperware party, you know, you bring a lot of your friends.
Okay.
Well, I went back to work. And I asked a lot of people, and, oh, you wouldn't believe how many people wanted to have, you know, talk to this psychic.
Yeah.
So I had from, like, well, my first party was, like, 2 in the afternoon. Clear, it lasted till 10 o'clock at night. She'd do, like, half an hour to 45 minutes per person.
It was, like, palm readings, or?
Well, she was a third-generation card reading family, you know.
Okay.
Her grandmother, her mom did it, and she did it. Well, she said she had a bad accident when she was 18 years old. And when she came out of, you know, from the hospital, she started hearing voices in her head. And they were supposedly people from the dead that could talk to her. And so she could do your card reading, and she would tell you about your past and your future. And she would talk to people if you wanted to that were from the dead. And... Jeez. She was talking to my daughter. My daughter had kind of a freaky one. It kind of blew us away she was talking about her grandmother, about the woman that had a disease up by her chest. Well, see, my mom died of Lou Gehrig's disease, and it started in her neck.
Oh, wow.
And so she asked my daughter if she happened, this lady wants to know if she got her music box. And my daughter goes, well, yeah, I collect music boxes. Now, how this lady knew, I don't know. So she went downstairs to her room, brought up this music box because the lady said it would be a heart-shaped and it had roses on it. And my daughter said, well, I have one that she got when she was in the sixth grade. Well, about 2 weeks later, we went out to my sister's farm, and my sister said, oh, by the way, you got a package in the mail. And she opened it up, and see, my mom had passed away in October, and this was like in June. 2 weeks later, she got this music box in the mail, and she opened it up, and it was heart-shaped, and it had roses on it.
Wow.
That's
it had
crazy.
Been back-ordered, and it just kind of freaked our whole family out.
I bet so.
So, that was one thing. This lady was good, and I cannot find her since. I've had two psychic parties with her, and then she lived in McPherson. And I haven't found her since, because people at work want me to have more psychic parties.
Maybe she spiritually vanished or something.
I don't know.
Like Yoda.
I don't know what's happened to her, but she supposedly she could talk to people, you know, that had died.
Creepy.
And it kind of was, there's a lot of things that she'd said, and you could have a tape recorded if you wanted to for future references and stuff.
No.
But her name was Corey. I wish she was out there. She'd get a hold of me.
Well, maybe she's listening today.
I hope so.
Or she's psychic enough to feel radio waves and someone's talking about me.
She said she was going to go back to college. She was like in her 20s. She was really a nice person.
Wow, so she was real young too. Man.
Yeah.
Well, nicely done. That's good stuff. We appreciate the call.
Yeah. Thank you. Bye-bye.
I realized I should have asked what she looked like and stuff. That'd be cool to date a psychic. Like a legitimate one? Wouldn't that be kind of fun?
Okay. Why?
I don't know. You could abuse it.
You're not supposed to do that.
Why not? Who says you can't? Why is that part of the deal? Will you lose your powers?
I don't know.
You can't use it for bad.
Just, they always say you're not supposed to use those for personal gain.
Otherwise, what happens?
I don't know. Like, do I look like a psychic? I don't know.
No, your friend doesn't either.